Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, as we usually do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which is the fifth Sunday of Lent. The first reading is taken from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt, for they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them, and I will write it upon their hearts. In other words, his law, his word, becomes our source of life. Or do you reject it? Do you choose the way of the world, or do you choose the gospel? I will write it upon their hearts. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. You're created to find your greatest fulfillment in his word and in his law, the commandments. That's honestly, abide by them and watch what happens to you. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All from least to greatest shall know me, says the Lord, for I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. My goodness, brothers and sisters, my goodness. Look at that promise. And the responsorial psalm, Psalm 51, I ask you, pray this psalm every day from now until Easter. Pray this psalm. Let the words of it touch your heart. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Create a clean heart in me. Give me back the joy of your salvation and a willing spirit sustained in me. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return to you. Make Psalm 51, I'd suggest, a psalm that you pray from now until Easter. Because as you pray it, you become more aware of your sin, and it's good. It's good because it leads to freedom. Don't be afraid of it. Pray Psalm 51 a lot. Pray it out loud, too. The second is Psalm 119. Pray it frequently. Pray it out loud. And Psalm 119, I think it's the longest psalm in the whole Psalter. It's the longest one. So you can't read it as quickly as Psalm 51, but ponder it. Read it. Read it frequently. The second reading is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. In the days when Christ Jesus was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, the Son of God, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Jesus had to obey. Why do we think we're above it? Jesus chose to obey. And look at the fruit. Yes, the suffering, but look at the fruit. Brothers and sisters, suffering is inevitable in this life. But you choose to embrace whatever suffering God allows in your life can lead you very close to him, and you become a model to other people by his grace and by his strength, not by your acting as though things are fine, but by his power. And it draws others to Christ. Your suffering can be a powerful tool for the conversion of others by how you live it, by how you suffer. That doesn't mean putting on a shiny face to the world and crying terribly the moment you get by yourself. It's not that. It's the strength that Christ gives. It's the hope that Christ gives, which means you draw very close to him in your suffering. Draw very close, because he will bring good out of it. We look now to the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 to 33. Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." And Philip went, and he told Andrew. And then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." See, the word is spreading now beyond the Jews, beyond the the new Christians. The word is spreading. And Jesus says, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, think of it that as Jesus. It remains just a grain of wheat, but if it dies, it produces much fruit. Take a look at that, brothers and sisters, in your own life. In your own life. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, suffering can help us die to sin. Suffering can help us to grow in our faith in God. Suffering can be a form of intercession that rises like sweet incense before the throne of God, and God hears. Embracing His will doesn't mean that you don't do everything you can to be healed. Go right ahead and do it. But let it up to God when and how. Just let it in God's hands. Do everything you can to get better. But whatever suffering you're carrying, offer it. Offer it. Because it will bring fertile fields where the seed of His word can be planted. Other people will see it in you. And they'll be touched. Where do you get that strength? Where do you get that peace? Why do you have such hope when you're going through such a hard time? And you become a sign to others that God is greater, greater than our suffering. God can triumph over that and reveal Himself. And oftentimes, brothers and sisters, sometimes it takes us getting down on our knees because we're humbled by the pain or the sorrow or whatever we're suffering. But it's getting down on our knees and opening ourselves to the power of God rather than only turning to God when everything else fails. Go to God first. Use whatever means are available, yes, but go to God first. Depend on Him. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, that is, you surrender to God, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world, in other words, you put it in second place. Doesn't mean hate in the sense of anger and animosity. It means hates that you don't put it first. You don't put your own life first. You put God and others first. Whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Jesus is suffering. It's hard for Jesus. Notice that. What should I say? Father, save me from this hour. But I know that that's why I've come into the world, for this hour. Father, glorify your name. And then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder. But others said, an angel has spoken to him. And Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. Brothers and sisters, look at the cross. Take your life, your direction from the one who died for you and who suffered the ultimate for you. Put him first. I'd recommend that you get a small crucifix, you carry it in your purse or your pocket. When things are difficult or challenging, grab hold of it. Hold on to it. Ask him, Lord, Lord, give me your strength. Lord, you suffered for me on the cross. Give me strength right now to endure my little cross, whatever that might be. Give me grace. Give me help. Strengthen me. And you know what? God will. He will. He'll surprise you in the ways He does it, but He will do it. We're We've turned the corner. We're at the last part of Lent. Do you love him more than you did at the beginning of Lent? Have you given yourself more to him? Have you made a habit of repenting for your sin? Are you praying the Psalms that I've recommended, especially Psalm 51 and Psalm 119? Are you growing in love for someone who died for you? Is your love growing stronger? Do you want to be more in his presence? Do you want to walk more closely with him? Do you want to be identified as his follower, his disciple, his son, his daughter? Are you ready and are you willing to do that? I look around at the world right now. I look around at the state of our own country. And the only thing that's going to restore us, the only thing that's going to change us, is when we put ourselves in the presence of God and say, Lord, we will follow you. I will follow you. It's active. It's not token Sunday acknowledgement that there is a God. It's every day. And frankly, it's every moment of every day. Lord, I want to follow you. I want your word to guide me and to lead me. I will repent of my sin as often as I commit it. I ask you for the grace to change and to grow. I want to be like you, Lord. I want to follow you. I want to be with you. That's the kind of, interior prayer that I'm praying for you. I'm praying that for myself, and I'm praying it for you. Will you join me in praying it for your friends, for your relatives? Let's pray together. Lord, create in us a clean heart. Give us a new and a right spirit. Help us to follow you. Help us to turn away from sin. Give us grace to overcome temptation that you might shine your light more fully in us and through us and among us. Your light will conquer the darkness. May we be vessels of that light. May we be vessels of the living water, that you might reach out to people who do not know you, people who have turned their backs on you. May we be a sign of your presence by our love, by our forgiveness, by our care for others, by our generosity. You could name a few more, I'm sure. Brothers and sisters, let's, at the end of this Lenten season, belong more to Christ than we do even now. Let us belong to him more fully. Give him your emotional life. Give him your physical life. Give him your mental life, your priorities, your plans, your hopes, your dreams, your fears. Give everything to him, everything. And then bow down before him. Tell him that you want to be his follower more fully than you ever have before. May he lead you until one day, brothers and sisters, we meet together in heaven. God bless you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.